Internationally acclaimed Chapel Hill-based artist Patrick Dougherty is a sculptor who weaves branches into whirling animated shapes that take on natural forms like tumbleweeds, wasp nests, or gusts of wind. He's created more than 200 installations around the globe using nothing but locally harvested tree saplings, transforming them into enormous, playful, nest-like architectural forms. One of Patrick's most recent installations is at the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro. You'll find photos of his amazing work at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Why tree saplings? What drew you to that as a medium?
Well, I think that one thing with trying to find something to work with as a sculptor that you always make experiments and then you make the rationales later. So the rationales that have emerged since have partly been driven by people's association as they look at the work. And I've realized that, you know, kids know everything about sticks. They're a weapon, a tool, a magic wand. And we probably inherit some of the shadow life of our forefathers or our Neolithic ancestors where sticks were fore and foremost in terms of building. And where I've arrived through that is a kind of art making which employs a drawing style to enliven the surfaces.
Just hearing you talk about that, I'm right back to being 5 years old and making my first spear out of a stick, you know, sharpening it on the sidewalk. And I was reading that really neat New York Times article about you and your work and your wife. You were quoted as saying that really your first artwork was building your house. In junior high, I built a small log cabin. I grew up in Wisconsin. We had a lot of land around the house and built a little log cabin by myself. I honestly, up until that point, I don't remember ever feeling so engaged in what I was doing in building that dwelling. What is it about that building a place to live or be that's so special?
Well, I think it's just one of our compelling needs, you know, is to make home and to, wallow out a little place in which we feel safe. And I always say that a good sculpture causes lots of personal associations, and some of those associations are often funny, because while the man is shaking the sculpture to see if it's strong enough, the woman is saying to him, "Oh, honey, we could live here," meaning that, you know, divested of all our worldly possessions, we could kind of fade back into the Garden of Eden where we could just essentially be ourselves. So there's this way that it's easy to reminisce and to kind of feel a oneness with the fundament, maybe feel like you're part of the natural world for a minute, part of the animal life that, you know, is part of the earth. So
yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the female component there. It reminded me of at least a couple other photos I've seen online of some of your work of the some of the bachelor pads built by those amazing bowerbirds in New Guinea.
Boy, that is so true. I look at films of their work and I realize that I make some of the same decisions with the materials as they do. There's kind of an aesthetic component about what they do. They often organize the sticks in one direction, you know, to get the kind of decorative linearity from it. I think they're very conscious of structure, of trying to build something that's attractive. That's what artists are about too, you know, something with an inside and an outside. There's a kind of line logic sometimes in their work where you see that lines that start outside, end up inside. So there's a way that those kind of lines pull you into a structure or make you feel like you could enter that structure.
Chapel Hill-based artist Patrick Dougherty. You'll find links to his amazing outdoor sculptures on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts. Patrick's work is on display all over the world. Last month, he finished an installation in Seoul, Korea. In February, the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro became the new home to a Patrick Dougherty stick sculpture. This month, he's just unveiled a new piece at the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point. And in June, Patrick is off to the United States Embassy in Belgrade, Serbia. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.